are debates. There are hot takes. There are strong opinions. But in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
It is an NBA-themed Bartometer tonight. I plugged into the Bartometer NBA, and it was like, do not compute. It's been so NFL-focused for months that I had to put some extra juice into it. What is the Bartometer exactly? Oh, it's a piece of machinery that I have designed in my lab, aka my garage. Spent a lot of time, money, blood, sweat, tears, and I've created the Bartometer, artificial intelligence, if you will. So if you ever have a problem with what the Bartometer says, you're taking it up with the robots, and I don't think you want to get on their bad side. But again, this is not me. This is not my list. This is the Bartometer's list. So I asked the Bartometer, what is the best case scenario for the NBA when it comes to who this year's champion will be? What is the best case scenario? There's eight teams left. Give me them from 8 to 1. Take in whatever factors you think you need to take into. And this isn't like, what does Adam Silver want to see? What does Vegas want to see? This is what would be best for the health, exposure, marketing, fandom of not just the particular fan bases involved, but NBA fans as a whole. So with that, we start at the last place team of the eight left, and that is number 8. Now, I thought that they would not be this low. I certainly didn't think they'd be the last team on this list. But the Bartometer says it would actually be bad for the NBA, or at least worse than any of the other teams, if the Boston Celtics were to repeat. Sure, they have a big-time feel, but do they really have star power? Do they? Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are stars. Are they? Serious question. They feel like they're just short of having taken the leap, and now we're getting to the point where they feel like they're unable to take the leap. They feel like they've gotten all the way to the top of the mountain, and they have to get across the mountain, and then they're there, but there's a bridge that's been swaying for years, and it fell over, and there's no way to get over there. It just, even though they won a title last year, I don't think people outside of Boston want to see the Boston Celtics win, and I don't think they want to see the Boston Celtics repeat. I personally, I don't know if the Bartometer factored this in, but I saw this clip from Colin Cowherd where he, and I have to bring this up because at first I groaned, and then I was like, you magnificent son of a. He's like, the age of analytics are over. We're into manalytics. Teams playing hard-nosed basketball once again. See, right now, right now, you're coming around. Yeah, that's what it took me. Because the Celtics are a team that they're so reliant on the three, they've taken 100 of them in the first two games and have only made 25, and they're not a team that needs to do that. If the Celtics just played normal basketball, they would be up 2-0 in this series. But they're chucking threes, and they're not playing like they even know who each other is that is wearing the same jersey. So I don't think the Celtics should be this low, but the Bartometer says of all the teams left, they are 8. Number 7. Number 7, some recency bias coming in here. The Denver Nuggets, they have won a title recently, and I don't think it really moved the needle outside of Denver. Just like with the Milwaukee win recently, if I may. So, yeah, Jokic, okay, now he's a two-time champ. You know, it's big for Serbia and parts of Europe. But Jokic is who he is, and I don't think that there's more room for him to grow as a marketable player, and I don't think there's really room for the Nuggets to grow. Now, it'd be a fun story because they fired their coach and GM with a week left in the season. You know, Jamal Murray, I'm sure, would have some good performances. Russell Westbrook is a fun hang, and he'd get his first title. But they come in at number 7. At number 6, it would be best for the NBA if this team won a title. Number 6 is Cleveland. And maybe they'd be higher if LeBron didn't come back and win one with them. In Cleveland, you know, they've had, outside of that LeBron title, it's not a great place to enjoy sports. They're great sports fans there. They just don't win a lot. And I don't think that Cleveland has the national draw that would benefit the NBA with what they're looking for. Again, Donovan Mitchell. Like, Donovan Mitchell, I can talk about, is he a star? I think he's a star in the NBA. I don't think he's a transcendent superstar. A big thing, too, is you got to remember, the NBA has got a new TV deal next year. And so they're going to get broadcasted in a whole nother way. They're going to get broadcasted with all the might of NBC and Peacock and General Electric behind them. There's going to be tie-ins with the Today Show and with The Voice and with Sunday Night Football and with the Olympics. So this is a big part of who exactly is going to earn the right to be the defending champions when they get showcased in a way that maybe they felt like they haven't been. With no disrespect to TNT or ESPN, but the NBA used to be on NBC, and the NBC network has wanted the NBA back ever since they lost it. And they are going to do everything in their power to prove they should never lose it again. Cavs come in at number 6. At number 5. Now, I would put this team last, but the Bartometer's got other ideas. The Indiana Pacers. The reason that I scream about the Pacers so often is because I don't think people understand that they are beating up on wilting teams that are injured and decimated. I think people look at the Pacers and think, hey, this team's pretty fun. And they're winning improbably. Who wouldn't root for that? Tyrese Halliburton, the center of that. You can market around him. Look, he's got some friends in the media world. Pat McAfee called him the face of the league 2 weeks ago. Now, are they really friends, or are they friends because they benefit each other? You know, in this business, you never know, but it's usually always the second. He's done angles on Monday Night Raw, so he's got the WWE thing going for him. Oh, man, last year there was a moment, and it's been circulating a little more because it may be the Eastern Conference Finals, but Jalen Brunson was at an event where Tyrese Halliburton was, and Jalen Brunson picked up a chair, and they were in the ring, and he was going to hit him with it. Because they played each other last year, but now they might face off again. But the Indiana Pacers at number 5. At number 4. At number 4 is the Minnesota Timberwolves. They've got Anthony Edwards, rising team, charismatic, marketable star. This is a smaller fan base comparatively, but this is a thirsty fan base. I mean, I talked about Cleveland. Minnesota needs a championship in any sport. They don't care. They need one. And this Wolves team under new ownership now with the move to Alex Rodriguez getting some TV time tonight. This would elevate him as a face of the league. And when we have these face of the league conversations, or when you guys do, I try to not to dabble in that. That topic's beneath me. Having an AI-generated machine do the work for me is not, but face of the league topics are. Anthony Edwards is born in the USA. And all these other faces of the league aren't. And for some people, that matters. You know, he can put on USA on his chest in the FIBA World Cup or the Olympics, and you can root for him. So the Timberwolves certainly would be good for the NBA if they won. But there are a few better, according to the Bartometer. At number three, the Bartometer is going to put the Golden State Warriors. The Golden State Warriors are going to be at three and not two, because back to what I was saying about a new era of basketball with it going to NBC. One of the big things we think about with NBC is Jordan. They had the rights in the 90s. Jordan was winning championships in the 90s. The Warriors' run is over. If they find a way to win the title this year, they're not winning again. So they're not going to have the momentum of that. The Warriors, however, are above a team like the Timberwolves and the Pacers. They've been there, or even the Celtics. Because I think the Warriors have reached another echelon of being now a worldwide brand. And a lot of that is Steph Curry. Maybe it's the Bay Area factor. But I think if you travel around the world, I don't think you see a lot of Jason Tatum jerseys. I think you see a lot of Steph jerseys. I think you see a lot of Warriors hats. So they've got a more global exposure. So it would be good for the NBA anytime that they won. At number two, this is going to be the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I think with the Thunder and the Timberwolves, you can kind of say, you know, what's the difference? The difference is, if the Thunder win this year, I don't think that's going to be the last time the Thunder win. So you can come in to a new era. You can come in. It's a young roster. The average age is 24 and a half. It's an exciting brand of basketball. You know, it's a smaller market, but it's like the only game in town. Think of like when the Spurs were good, except more flashy and marketable. One of my hot takes, too, is that people didn't get into the Spurs because the color palette is boring. Seriously. You thought they were a boring team because they focused on defense and wore black and gray. The Thunder are razzle-dazzle, and they wear blue and orange. Trust me, there's something to it. I'm a big color guy. Do you know there's no proof that we all see colors the same way? My orange may not be your orange. I mean, it probably is, but there's no proof of that, and we can't prove it. How do you describe orange? Well, it's orange. Oh. And then at number one. Oh, speaking of orange and blue, it's got to be the New York Knicks. This would be an earthquake throughout the NBA. They have not won a title since, what, the early 70s? A win would be a massive story. Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, Josh Hart, Karl Anthony Towns. You can market these guys. You've got fans in the media. It's the Big Apple. New York's a cultural mecca. The fans are insane, and there's a lot of them. And the Knicks were one of those teams in the 90s, while not winning titles, were a showcase team for NBC. So I think the New York Knicks are unquestioned the number one team on this list. Everything else I could see debates for, whatever list you presented, I could see debates for. But the Bartometer has unveiled tonight that it would be best for the NBA if this team won the cup, which doesn't exist. I meant the trophy. Number eight, the Celtics. Number seven, the Nuggets. Number six, the Cavs. Number five, the Pacers. Number four, the Timberwolves. Number three, the Thunder. Number two, the Warriors. Number three, the Thunder. Jesus. Number three, the Warriors. Number two, the Thunder. And number one, the Knicks. The Bartometer actually changed one of the answers as I was going along here, so that's why there was some confusion. All right, and that is it. That is the Bartometer. Shut her down.